You're tuned to 88.9 FM and HD1. We're online as well at WQCS.org. Officials in Martin County will begin tomorrow to count the number of homeless people living in the area. Dr. Anita Kokovas is Health and Human Services Manager in Martin County. She joins us now. And first of all, tell us why you're doing this survey.
This is something that we do annually that HUD requires us to do for some of the grants that we receive from HUD. So this is what we're doing as part of a grant requirement, but the other piece of it is that we're doing it as an outreach effort on two levels, to see what's out there, what the needs are of the people out there, and to connect with the people that are out there to let them know that the services are available here for them.
This is kind of sometimes a delicate thing. Some people don't want to admit to being homeless. What do you say to somebody who might be a little bit hesitant to talk to you?
Well, we're not going to identify them by name to anyone, and we're not going to, quote-unquote, turn them into any law enforcement officials. This is just about finding out what the need is. It helps us to prepare to write grants if we know what the need is out there.
What are some of the trends you've seen when it comes to homelessness in our area during the, you say you do this annually, during the past few years?
Well, it's interesting. When we did it last year, half of the homeless people that we found were women with children, which was kind of a surprise to us. There's kind of an urban legend that a lot of people that are out there that are homeless are veterans, and there's not as many as people might think. We were also surprised at the number of veterans that were out there.
And you were also able to locate people who were nearly homeless.
There were a lot of people, almost a third, in addition to the number that we counted, who were going to become homeless within the next 2 weeks after we had done the count. And HUD has changed the requirements, or the definition, if you will, of what they consider homeless. So anyone who may be, quote-unquote, couch surfing, let's say they're staying with a friend or what have you, and will be homeless then within the next 2 weeks, can be considered homeless.
What resources are there in Martin County for people who may be homeless?
Well, unfortunately, we do not have a shelter in Martin County other than the one that's at Salvation Army, which is for women with children. The local shelter for us is actually in Indian River County, so folks have to go up there if they are single individuals or without children or males. The Salvation Army does not serve males in their programming. It's just women with children. We do have some assistance available for utility bills, water bills, rent, mortgage, that sort of thing.
Do you ask people about the situation that has made them homeless?
80% of the people that we counted last year said that they had become homeless because of lack of jobs. So another big surprise for us.
We've been speaking with Dr. Anita Kokovas, Health and Human Services Manager of Martin County. Officials in St. Lucie and Indian River County will also participate in the effort to identify the number of homeless in the area. The results should help agencies in measuring their progress in preventing homelessness. The counting effort will get underway tomorrow. For 88.9 FM, this is Jill Roberts.